living creatures appear. The world was now a beautiful place, but it was so quiet. That was because there were no living creatures. God did not want an empty or a silent world. On the fifth day, God made fish of all kinds to swim in the waters. He made minnows, tuna fish, bass, catfish, goldfish, porpoise, and sharks and great whales. He made hundreds of kinds of fish and water creatures, every color and size. We cannot even think of them all, shrimp, crabs, eels, and trout. But God thought of them all. He made them all in one day. Then he made something to live on the land. He made birds, small sparrows, robins, bright flaming cardinals, hawks, huge eagles, and bright colored parrots. He made turkeys, chickens, and ducks, colorful peacocks, and graceful swans. He made hundreds of kinds of birds to live all over the world. The silence was broken. The songs of birds now filled the air. They flew through the sky and rested in God's trees. The world was a better place, but God had more plans. Fish and birds were not enough. On the sixth day, God made animals. He said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures." Living things appeared all over the world, in the woods and on the plains. There were all kinds of animals: cows, horses, large moose, polar bears, big elephants, strong lions, zebras, and long-necked giraffes. He made small animals also: chipmunks and squirrels, bugs and worms, soft kittens and white bunnies, snakes and hamsters. God made many kinds of animals to show his glory in different ways. God saw that everything he made was good. He blessed the living creatures and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." He wanted them to have baby fish and baby birds and baby animals. He was happy with his world. Yet, something was missing. The most important creature of all was yet to be made. Just think, what a marvelous sight! What a great creator! How we should praise and honor him.